This is very important.
Compared to the scribes,
they are the expert concerning the scriptures. They have the good. They might have the good speech. They were lacking the authority. Today, the authority is also very important for us. We might compare this item, that item, with other denomination, other church, other Christians, but don't forget, we have the authority. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know that what kind of men we were among you for your sake. Here, Paul mentions he preached the gospel not only in the word, but also in power, the Holy Spirit, and his speech. We know God chose his people. We are the tools to do the job. So we don't know who is the chosen one. We just do our duty. And how could God's chosen one can convert into the body of Christ? Through the word, the power, the Holy Spirit, and our deeds. So it's not necessary to compare to other denominations. One could say they can invite many thousands people. In one could say many hundred people they accept Lord Jesus Christ to be their savior. They proclaim they got many hundred souls. The important is who is the one. Who are the chosen one? If the person is the chosen one, and we can use these several items to get them: the word of God, the power, the Holy Spirit, and our good behavior. There are so many Bible experts in this world, but there are not many Son of God, according to the Bible. We are the Son of God only. What is the gospel in the book of Mark? Number 2. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1, verse 8. Mark chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8, I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Here, John the Baptist, he proclaimed, I baptized you with water, but he, Lord Jesus, the Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is one of the important contents concerning the gospel.
be baptized with the Holy Spirit. For this reason, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he once again emphasized to order his disciples, you should wait in the Jerusalem, wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. You should be baptized in the Spirit. So we know the apostles, they got together in the Jerusalem, about 120 people, and they received the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in gospel. Here Jesus say, repent and believe in the gospel. This is the first important sentence when Jesus came out to preach. Repent. Believe in gospel. The time is at hand. So what is the gospel? What is the gospel? Let's turn to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 verse 4. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is a greeting from Apostle Paul to Titus. Here he says, Titus, my true son in our common faith. They have Paul and the Silas, Titus, Timothy. They are very good co-worker and they have a very good relationship. Paul even called them my son. Here Paul used the term true son. In what foundation Paul called them true son? Here say our common faith. The common faith. That is the content of the whole gospel. That is the content for the salvation. So what is the common faith? Here Paul mentioned about. In the New Testament, the apostles, they did not summarize what is our common faith. So today, according to the Bible, we summarize the 10 basic beliefs. I believe this is the so-called common faith in that time. So how important the 10 basic beliefs for us is related to our salvation. That is the contents of the gospel. There is one sister, she taught a very easy way to memorize 10 basic beliefs. ABC, 1, 2, 3, 4, SSS, that's the 10 basic beliefs. A, Almighty God. Lord Jesus Christ, He is Almighty God. Number 1. B, Holy Bible. The Holy Bible is the only standard for our belief, for our lifestyle, Holy Bible. C, Church. We believe through Jesus' Church is established by the Holy Spirit, by the later rain. The true Jesus Church is the body of Christ
Our Lord Jesus Christ only has one body. If Lord Jesus has two bodies, that is the monster. That is not Lord Jesus Christ. See, church. 1, 2, 3, 4. Number one, when a person wants to believe in Jesus, when a person repents and accepts Lord Jesus Christ is his or her Savior, this person wants to be a son of God. So this person needs to receive the water baptism. A, B, C, and one. One is water baptism. The biblical water baptism. Not only the form according to the Bible, but also have the witness of the Holy Spirit. That is the biblical water baptism. According to the Bible, the general order, after a person receives the water baptism, that person also will receive the Holy Spirit. So number two is Holy Spirit. The evidence to know a person received the Holy Spirit is this person speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit. But by God's grace, many of our brothers and sisters, before they receive the water baptism, they have received the Holy Spirit. That is the God's mercy, God's grace. After a person receives the water baptism, let's think about the last day of the spiritual convocation. The newly baptized brothers and sisters, they came back to church and they received the foot washing. Foot washing is a sacrament. Because foot washing related to our salvation. After we receive the foot washing of the sacrament of foot washing, we have part with Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. So the last day of the Holy Communion, the spiritual convocation, we will hold the Holy Communion. Holy Communion. That is a mystery. When we partake the Holy Communion, we partake the body of Christ. We partake the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. So we receive the life and we have guarantee we are going to resurrect the second time, when the second time of Lord Jesus Christ. So A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 3S. The first S, after a person become a Christian, we should observe the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is the blessing day. It's not a burden. It's a blessing. We can enjoy in that day. We work hard in the other 6 days. The seventh day, that is the gift from God. We observe the Sabbath. We allow ourselves to have a rest in spirit, in mind, in body. The second S, salvation. The salvation is because of God, by God's grace through our faith. But we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to live a holy life. Salvation is a grace. It's not because we work hard so we earn the salvation. No, it's a free gift. It's a grace. But after we receive the salvation, we need to put our effort, rely on the Holy Spirit, and to live have a spiritual cultivation to become a better person, can be the source of the light in the world. Finally, we believe the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. The last age, second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. This is the easy way to remember the 10 basic beliefs. So this is the contents of the gospel. So the gospel is the good news for us. Why does gospel is the good news? Because the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ provides us the opportunity. What's the opportunity is? The opportunity of salvation. What's the result of the salvation? The salvation related to God's love. The love of Lord Jesus Christ. The salvation related to peace. We need to have the peace life. The salvation related to eternity. This is the gospel. How wonderful it is. Even Mark focused on the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ, but concerning the gospel, Mark also mentioned how did Jesus fulfill the salvation. How did Jesus fulfill the salvation? This is also related to the main points, gospel. Especially the last stage of Lord Jesus Christ, that 8 days. Let's turn to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 32. Mark chapter 10, verse 32. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them. And they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. 33. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. 34. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again. Lord Jesus predicts his death to his disciples. Many times Jesus mentioned his death, but the disciples they didn't understand. No matter what's the reaction of the disciples, no matter what reaction the surrounding, Jesus made a resolution. This is the way I should go. So in verse 32 say, Jesus going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them. It's like the fire burning in his heart. So he was going before them. Jesus is the master. He is the teacher. Usually the students go before. But here, Jesus was going before them. So the disciples here say, they were amazed. How come Jesus so urgent to go to Jerusalem? And Jesus told them, when I go there, I'm going to be arrested, and I'm going to be mocked, to be spit, and I'm going to die. is very strange. He was urging to die. But Jesus knew this is the only way to fulfill the salvation. In Mark chapter 11, from verse 1 to verse 11, mentioned Jesus, he entered into the Jerusalem. He entered into the Jerusalem. This is also one of important things among these 8 days. Jesus entered into the Jerusalem. Before that, Jesus also entered into Jerusalem several times. But this is the unique one. We know Jesus rode on the court. He was welcomed by so many people. They shout, Hosanna, Hosanna. We know in the Old Testament time, sometimes God asked the prophet to do some action, symbolic action. Sometimes it's a strange action, but that action has some meaning behind that. So Jesus entered into Jerusalem. This is kind of symbolic action, has some meaning behind that. Of course, fulfill the prophecies in Old Testament. Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout of O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. This is one of the verse prophesied Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord Jesus Christ should fulfill all the prophecies in the Old Testament. So besides that, let's still have some important meaning in that. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 10. Ezekiel chapter 10. Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 18. Chapter 10 verse 18. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. 19. And the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheel were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. How sad. The glory of the Lord departed from the temple. The glory of God departed from his children. It's so sad. The prophet Ezekiel, he described, used a sorrow heart to describe. In the spirit, he saw the glory departed from his people. Here mentioned the glory of God, the Almighty God. How could he forsake his people? But the children of God, they commit so many sins. Even God gives them the chance again and again. But finally, the Holy God, the Holy Spirit, should depart from His people. If you were Ezekiel, try to imagine that kind of heart. You see the glory depart from the chosen one.
Let's turn to the same book, chapter 43. Chapter 43, verse 1. Afterward, he brought me to the gate that faced toward the east. Verse 2. And behold, the glory of God of the Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. Verse 3. It was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when I came to destroy a city. The vision was like the vision which I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. And the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate which faced toward the east. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. How wonderful it is. The glory of God can come back. This so touched in the heart of prophets. The glory, he saw the glory depart from the temple. He also witnessed the glory is going to come back to the temple. The gate faced the east. So Lord Jesus, he transformed, entered into the Jerusalem. He went to the temple area. The other most important thing is the coming of the Holy Spirit, the pour down of the Holy Spirit. All of this fulfilled the prophecies in the Old Testament time. So that is a very important symbolic action. Yes, God's mercy, God's love will come back. Lord Jesus fulfill it. In Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to 26, here mentioned two events. Of course, this also happens within that 8 days. Our Lord Jesus cursed the fig tree and cleaned the temple. Our Lord Jesus cursed the fig tree and cleaned the temple. When Jesus came to the fig tree, he wanted to find some fruit, but he could not find it. In the book of Mark also mentioned, that is not the season. That is not the season. We might wonder, it's not the season. How could Jesus say, how could Jesus force to have the fruit on the tree? Sometimes we also need to know the geographic background about the land of Palestine. The fig tree in the Palestine, they have two seasons. They bear the fruit in two seasons. Not only just one season, two seasons. And according to the Jewish
regulation. Usually they cannot pick up all the fruit from the tree. Let's suppose to leave some for the strangers, for the poor. So in that kind of background, whenever you approach to the fig tree, as suppose have some fruit, at least several fruit on the tree. That is the geological background, just for you, just for your reference. Otherwise, we might say, Lord Jesus, so unreasonable. It's not the season. How could you find the fruit on the tree? But the important is these two actions. What's the meaning behind these two actions? Jesus cursed the fig tree. Jesus cleansed the temple area. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, too. In the middle of its tree, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaf of the tree was for the healing of the nations. Here mentioned the tree bear the fruits every month. The tree bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. After we receive the water baptism, after we partake the Holy Communion, after we receive the Holy Spirit, all of this related to life. We get life. So we just like the tree of life. Today we have life. We are not a dead person. We are the living creature. So, according to here, we bear the 12 fruits every month. It means whenever Jesus came to us, we have fruits to provide to Jesus. Wherever we go, we have good deeds in front of people. By God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit, yes, we can keep being good always. Let's turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 27. Verse 17. Verse 17. Then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves?" After Jesus cleansed the temple area, he recalled the Bible verse from the book of Isaiah, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." So, in the New Testament time, the prayer is one of important items in our daily life. So we need to live a life of prayer. When we come to church, here is the house of prayer. Our body is the house of Holy Spirit. So our body, every individual, we are the house of God. The house of God, it should be a house of prayer. In Book of Revelation also mentioned, our prayer, like the incense, lift up to the heaven. The angels will offer the incense. That incense includes our prayer. So let's continue emphasize our life of prayer. Let's turn to Mark chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 35. Then Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? 36. For David himself said by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. Here Jesus records the verse from Psalm. It's written by King David. The Lord said to my Lord, these two law use the upper character. The law said to my law. Within these 8 days, Jesus also mentioned his lordship of Christ. Even Bible say Jesus is the descendant of King David. But in reality, in the spirit, Lord Jesus is higher than David. So when David read the Psalm, he was guiding by the Holy Spirit. He used the term, the Lord said to my Lord. He called Lord Jesus my Lord. So Lord Jesus, he possessed the divine characters. Chapter 14, Mark chapter 14, from verse 12 to 26. In these 8 days, is also is the date, is the season of Passover. So Lord Jesus had the Passover meal with disciples. In that occasion, Lord Jesus Christ also performed the first Holy Communion. So we need to take Holy Communion serious to partake it. Because our Lord Jesus Christ said, this is my body. For sake for you. He took the cup after consecrate. Lord Jesus said, this is the new covenant of my blood. So we need to pay attention to the Holy Communion. We cannot neglect to partake Holy Communion. When we partake Holy Communion according to the teachings of Paul, we need to examine ourselves. We need to partake it in the right manner. Because Lord Jesus instituted the Holy Communion. Lord Jesus performed it within his last 8 days. Chapter 14, verse 32 to 42. This is one of the famous prayer of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. That is the greatest challenge for Lord Jesus Christ. He needed 100% submit himself to the Father. He needed subdue his own will. So this is the greatest challenge for Lord Jesus Christ. So no wonder he makes this kind of prayer. Submit himself is a totality prayer. Because this prayer demands a surrender in the soul. He needed surrender his soul. This prayer demands a surrender of the will. He needed surrender his will. So he prayed to Heavenly Father, if it's possible, take away this cup, but do not according to my will, just according to your will. This prayer demands dedication when others fail. We know exact prayer. Lord Jesus also invited his disciples to pray with him, especially the three disciples, Peter, James, and John. But what happened? They fell asleep. Even these three disciples, they fell. How about the other people? So this prayer demands dedication when others fail. This is also a good example for us. Even our surroundings fail, but we keep our praying. If we feel that is necessary. Chapter 14, verse 43 to 65. After Jesus was arrested, he was carried to the Sanhedrin, and the counselors judged Lord Jesus Christ. In that moment, Lord Jesus usually kept silence. He didn't mention anything. Let's turn to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, verse 60. Chapter 14, verse 60. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it this man testify against you?" 61. But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of Blessed?" 62. Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." 63. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "What further need do we have of witnesses?" 64. "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. 65. Then some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to beat him and to say to him, "Prophesy." And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands.
Jesus kept silence until the last moment. He proclaimed, "I am the Son of God." Let's pray in silence.